Tell me, man, what brings you to Chicago?
Well, I'm just passing through on business, but I had to stop by and say hello to my old partner.
Well, sure, I'm glad you did, man. Well, how long has it been now?
No, what is it? 30 years since we were kids together. Patches?
Patches. Well, you got some memory. Baby, in case you're wondering how I got the nickname Patches, when I was a kid, I was so poor I always had to wear patches on my pants.
I thought where you lived, all the kids wore patches on their pants.
Yeah, but baby, I had patches on my patches.
I never realized things were that bad, Daddy.
Yeah, see, baby girl, my folks were sharecroppers. We did all the cropping and the landlords did all the sharing. Well, it was evil times. Big depression. A lot of folks out of work, folks waiting in the relief line.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as 1975.
You ain't wrong, baby. I tell you, if it hadn't been for Ernie's folks here, we never would have made it through that year. See, they had a little grocery store, and they used to let us have all the food we needed on credit. Told them we could pay them back whenever we got the money.
Things sure are different today. When you go to the market now, not only do they not give you credit, but if you don't grab a can fast enough, they stamp your hand with a higher price.
You're right on that, baby. Well, Ernie, you sure had some good folks. I was sorry to hear that they passed on, man.
Yeah, but they had a good life.
Look here, we're sitting here fat-mouthing, man. I bet you hungry. Baby, why don't you cut Ernie a piece of that ham?
Oh, sure, James.
I don't want to be any bother now.
Oh, it's no bother at all.
Well, come on over here and get you something to eat.
Well, if you say so. There goes Hash Monday.
Maybe he won't eat the ham. Maybe he's Jewish.
Michael, get Ernie a can of beer, will you?
Sure, Daddy.
That was lucky. For a minute there, I thought he was going to cut into my Kool-Aid supply.
Oh, J.J., you're always thinking of yourself.
Can you think of a better person?
Here you go.
Thanks, Michael.
Here you are, Ernie.
Thank you.
Well, Ernie, I guess you took over your folks' store, huh?
Yeah, for a little while, but a little old country business like that wasn't for me. I wanted to move into something bigger, you know? So, I sold it.
Well, from the way you're dressed, I'd say you made the right move.
Ooh, I love that ring, Mr. Harris. It's beautiful.
Do you now? Well, I tell you, it's a rare opal. First stone of October.
October? Looks like the whole 12 months.
Yeah, Ernie, you look just fine, man. So what kind of work are you doing now, anyhow?
I'm in public relations.
What's public relations?
Well, that's when you relate to the public, Michael. Like, when the big oil companies raised their prices and the public got angry, so they had to spend a lot of extra money on public relations to smooth things over.
Where'd they get the extra money?
They raised the prices again.
Well, that's all part of the game. You see, I represent all kinds of clients, companies, people. It's my job to help their image, you know? Mm-hmm.
How much would you charge for J.J.?
You got something on how much would you charge for J.J.? I don't want to hear that. Go!
Ernie, you're going to have to forgive them. This is just brotherly and sisterly love.
Yeah.
J.J.?
Yeah.
Come on.
You got a wife now, kids?
No, no, I'm not marrying kind. Besides, my business keeps me traveling too much. Huh? Oh, hey, say, listen, no, I'm sorry. I hate to eat and run, but I got a busy day tomorrow. I got a lot of clients to check in, and I've got to check into a hotel. It's very nice meeting all of you in Florida. Ooh, that ham.
Oh, it was delicious. Hey, look here, Ernie. I know you can afford to check in any fancy hotel in town, man, but we sure appreciate it if you stay with us. Wouldn't we, baby?
Oh, you'd be more than welcome.
I wouldn't want to put you in that trouble.
Trouble? After what your folks did for me and my family? Wait a minute, man. I want to show you something. I bet you ain't never seen these before. See, we got married. Your folks give them to me in Florida as a wedding gift.
It's the only silver we ever owned. And we are so proud of it that we only use it for special occasions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and O.J. Simpson's birthday.
Now, Florida can move in with Thelma. I can flop on the couch with the boys, and you can take our room.
That's right. No trouble at all.
Well, you see, I am messing you up.
No, you ain't, man.
Yes, you are.
Did you say something, Junior?
What I said was, welcome to our bed, Dad.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
I thought you two would never stop telling stories.
Well, it was a lot to remember, baby. Mm-hmm. Boy, that Ernie's something else, ain't he? I bet his folks sure would be proud of him if they could see him now.
James, I just thought of something. You know, this is the first time since we're married we won't be sleeping together in the same bed.
Hey, you right. Look here. I got an idea. Why don't we take Ernie's bag and check into a motel tonight?
Easy, lover boy. You know what they say. Absence make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah? Well, I don't need no absence. I'm feeling fine right now.
Well, I don't want you to start me feeling fond, too.
Good night, Miss Evans.
Good night, Mr. Evans.
Lord, help me make it through the night.
Annie, I thought you'd gone to bed.
I wish I could, but I gotta go out and meet a client.
This time of night?
Well, that's public relations for you. You know, you got to keep working at it night and day, huh? Well, good night.
Hey, Ernie. Yeah. You better take this key with you, man, since you're going to be coming in late.
Oh, hey, thanks, man. I didn't even think about that. I'll see you all in the morning.
All right. It's an awful strange time to be doing business.
Well, you know, he's a big executive, baby. Them big executives don't be punching no time clocks. I bet you President Ford and his economic commission meet late at night all the time.
Yeah, that's so nobody else hear them crying. Good night, James.
Good night, baby.
Night.
Michael, what is keeping your brother in that bathroom so long?
He's looking in the mirror. He hates to say goodbye to himself.
Junior, bring your narrow butt on out here and come on to bed.
Looks like y'all all set for tonight because you're sharing the sack with Kid Dynamite!
Junior, are you gonna ever go to bed just one time without wearing that dumb hat?
Can't do it, Dad. Just in case I go sleepwalking one night and meet some groovy chick, I want something to tip to her. Dad? Do you mind moving over? I'm used to sleeping on the left-hand side.
All right. Over and under, son.
Ah, boy.
Hey, do I have to sleep in the middle? I'm liable to get stabbed to death with J.J.'s bony elbow.
I sleep in the middle, over and under. Come on.
Hey, now. Hold on, now. This ain't gonna work. I'm used to sleeping next to Michael.
All right, Junior, shift.
Hey, wait a minute. Now I'm in the middle.
See, we run in the wishbone formation, and tonight, you the bone.
Hey, Dad, ain't you gonna say your prayers?
Junior, if I had said my prayers, I swear you wouldn't be here right now.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, son. Good night, Junior.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Michael.
Good night, JJ.
Good night, John Boy.
All right. Now you go to sleep, or I'm gonna put you to sleep. You're gonna act a fool sometime, boy.
Get your elbow out of my back.
Now, I don't want no more hustling around in here. I'm gonna say this one time, and I ain't gonna say it no more. I don't want to hear another sound in here except my own snoring. Now, good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Don't y'all start that mess again here. I mean that. Well, now, who could that be this time of night?
Probably Ned DeWino got lost on the way to his apartment.
Get up, see if you can push him in the right direction, Junior.
Come on out here. Hey! Come on.
Don't nobody hold my son except me. Now get your hands off him. What y'all want here?
We're looking for Ernie Harris.